here. Long live life. Long live life. Another example here of a musician being sued, this time by celebrated guitarist Satriani, who sued Coldplay in 2009, saying they had copied his track. If I Could Fly. Of course, this same kind of issue came up recently, as I talked about the other week, with Ed Sheeran being sued for Shape of You, which was dismissed by the court too. But the Coldplay one wasn't really dismissed by the court, as the rumour is that Coldplay paid him off, you know. And if you listen to it, it's pretty identical, really. And the rumour is that Coldplay guitarist had a Satriani book in his house. Anyway, they deny it, so there we go. The end. Is it? Because this has happened in comedy. You know, there's been a few examples of comedians accusing other comedians quite publicly of stealing their bits. And really nothing gets people's backs up more than the accusation of stealing something. You know, I guess it can be unconscious, but also when it's conscious and blatant, if you accuse people of stealing, they will often deny it. Like a while back, the Member of Parliament here in the UK, Chris Huhne, was jailed for 8 months for pretending that someone else, his wife or his ex-wife, was driving to avoid penalty points. And I tweeted the following joke. I said, Chris Huhne wishes he could turn back the clock, which, let's face it, is yet another serious motor offence. Now, if you Google these exact words and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see I sent this tweet first, and then people retweet it as like 1,000 retweets, but it also has people starting to copy it. For about a week, people just cut and paste it into their own tweets and pass it off as their own. You know, this is what people do. Anyway, bizarrely, years later, the joke crops up again. It keeps cropping up. People just cut and paste it, and just like the story was like now 10 years ago. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe if he's in the news again. Anyway, I don't care. I don't care. Copy it, whatever. But I do recall someone pointed out to one of the people that stole it that they had copied my joke. And they argued. They argued. They said, no, two people can think of the same joke. They said, when I heard Chris Huhne say that he wishes he could turn back the clock, then I thought of the same joke. Two people can think of the same joke, which would make sense. However, Chris Huhne didn't say those words. I'd made up that he'd said those words for the joke. And when this was pointed out to the thief, they said, no, I definitely heard him say it. So the lie, as it often does, becomes a truth in his head, and you literally can't argue with it anymore. The lowest of the low. The lowest of the low. But at least he didn't make any money out of it. Like Coldplay. And people say there can be nothing worse than Coldplay. Nothing worse than a thief. Well, of course there is. There is always something worse. And in this case, it's a guy called Paul who didn't steal my original tweet, but if you look back at it, instead commented on it at Nathan Cassidy. Altering a car's clock is not illegal, but sellers must declare it. And there you have it. Some people are pure evil. It's not Coldplay, it's Paul. And thankfully, Paul's evil can never be copied. Copy away, guys. I don't give a fuck. Long live life. Lots of love.